Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Listen to Patrick every weekday from 17 hours to 20 hours right here on Radio Christian Voice. Right.
I need to meet a phone. It's only money to anger, so bad for you. Aziko mwa kudwanga na yamikira kwambiri na shito gwada pano somu studio ine.
Ya ino na gona ine
somu. Zambian beat. Zambian.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Annual inflation for May 2026 drops to 6.6%. UPND denies claims of influencing opposition candidates withdrawals and 16 pupils killed in Kenya school fire. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The annual inflation for May 2026 has dropped to 6.6% from 6.8% recorded in April 2026. Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT's Statistician General, Sheila Mudenda, says this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 6.6% between May 2025 and May 2026. Ms. Mudenda said the drop in inflation was attributed to price movements in food items. Annual food inflation for May 2026 was recorded at 6.9% compared to 7.3% in April 2026, meaning on average, prices of food items increased by 6.9% between May 2025 and May 2026, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said this was mainly attributed to price movements in prices of food items such as cereals, vegetables, sugar, cooking oil and eggs. Ms. Mudenda also indicated that the annual non-food inflation for May 2026 was recorded at 6.1% compared to 6.0% in April 2026. This outturn was mainly attributed to price movements in prices of non-food items such as pharmaceutical products, fuels and lubricants and hammer milling charge, said Ms. Mudenda. Political analyst Brebna Changala has accused the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of allegedly influencing the withdrawal of aspiring candidates at both parliamentary and ward levels. Mr. Changala has further questioned why the announcements of the withdrawals are being made by UPND officials instead of the candidates themselves. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala said most of the withdrawals are being witnessed in UPND strongholds, where some aspiring candidates reportedly experienced violence during the filing of nominations and are now pulling out without giving clear reasons. The UPND must not celebrate having candidates go unopposed because this undermines the country's democracy, said Mr. Changala. He also criticized candidates who have withdrawn from the race and facilitated UPND candidates to go unopposed, saying they are letting down the people they intended to represent. Mr. Changala said aspiring candidates should be encouraged to remain principled and participate freely in elections without intimidation. Meanwhile, Mr. Changala predicted that the continued withdrawals and the increasing number of unopposed candidates could be a sign that the UPND is likely to perform strongly in the 2026 general elections.
The withdrawal of candidates, 90% to 93% are in Southern Province, where the UPND thinks challenging them is a taboo. So they are going to influence independent candidates so as to leave UPND candidates unopposed and declared winners. First and foremost, these people who are withdrawing, just to file in, there was violence. When they managed to file in, they were approached to withdraw. And no reasons are being given. It is the UPND party announcing even their withdrawal.
And United Party for National Development, UPND, Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Sithula has dismissed allegations that the ruling party is influencing opposition candidates to withdraw from elections, describing the claims as baseless and laughable. Mr. Sithula says the party has no interest in making the opposition party candidates withdraw, stating that they are measuring themselves against the popularity of the UPND party countrywide. He was reacting to accusations by political activist Brebna Changala, who alleged that the UPND was behind the withdrawal of some opposition candidates from participating in elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sithula said the accusation by Mr. Changala is a laughable one, stating that if people have no confidence in a particular political party, then they can flip-flop at any given time because they are not driven by good conscience. He said UPND has grown to be a big political party and therefore many candidates are finding it difficult to challenge the ruling party on its campaign promises and deliverables. We are only blamed because we are the ruling party. Otherwise, we have nothing to do with all that and we are wishful of a competitive election, said Mr. Sithula. He also said there is a democratic environment in the country as people are free to participate and withdraw. Mr. Sithula further said to suggest that the UPND is the one causing people to withdraw would be unfair to the party.
We as UPND have no interest whatsoever in making candidates withdraw. I think their candidates are only you know, sort of measuring themselves against, you know, the popularity of the party, you know, countrywide. We are only being blamed because we are ruling party. Otherwise, we have totally nothing to do with all that. And we are wishful of a competitive election because, as you know, when we compete and come out of it as victors, that's when our, you know, accolades speak for us, you know, for themselves.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, says it has started receiving the second consignment of 9,500 health center kits aimed at strengthening the delivery of primary health care services across the country. ZAMSA Senior Corporate Communications Officer Enoch Lusoke says of the expected consignment, 4,550 kits have already been received, with a remainder scheduled to arrive in the coming days. Mr. Lusoke said the distribution of the kits of health facilities nationwide will commence once the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, completes mandatory quality assurance procedures and issues certificates of analysis confirming the safety, quality and efficacy of the medicines and medical supplies. Health center kits are a cornerstone of Zambia's primary health care system. They support the treatment of common illnesses, maternal and child health services, and emergency care in clinics nationwide, said Mr. Lusoke in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Lusoke has reaffirmed the agency's commitment to ensuring the timely and equitable distribution of medicines and medical supplies in order to safeguard access to safe and effective health care for all Zambians. In African news, 16 students have been killed in a fire at a boarding school in Gilgo, about 120 kilometers west of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. The authorities have confirmed. Dozens of other students were injured and taken to hospital. 71 were later discharged and 7 admitted for further treatment. Education Minister Julius Ogamba said while visiting the scene of the blaze, the fire at the Otimishi Girls Academy started in the early hours of Thursday while the students were asleep. Police said search and rescue operations were underway with authorities yet to establish the cause of the fire. Coming up shortly, Israel hits Lebanese capital in targeted strike. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israel has hit the Lebanese capital, Beirut, for only the